Good morning, Namibia. Good morning, my dear listeners. And thank you. David, for early morning scoop. So welcome. Welcome to Eagle FM. If you're just joining us, welcome to Eagle FM, your number one, talk radio station. So it's a Wednesday morning. It's a chill Wednesday morning. This is a weather that hasn't really announced itself. It didn't tell us that, oh, Wednesday, I will be coming. So hopefully, it's a quite a nice chill morning. And I'm really just hoping that maybe in some area, it could be really, really cold. Maybe in the south and the Windhoek side and the Comus side, it's probably very cold on that side. So my name is Mike Oshavelli. And this is Unpacking the Day, your daily dose of what is really going on in business, economic, and politics. So every weekday, we cut through the noise to make sense of the big stories, trends, and numbers making headlines. So we keep it clear, a little witty, and always curious, asking the questions that matter and giving you a fresh take on what people are saying out there. So the views shared during our segment don't necessarily reflect those of Eagle FM. So we're here to unpack what others are saying, sparking meaningful conversation so you can be part of the bigger conversation. So this is your space to unpack the headlines and get to the heart of the stories. So our time, it's about 2 minutes past eight. And so what are we going to do? I'm going to contact one of our guests this morning. One of our guests this morning is actually the governor of Ohangwena Regions. So, well, stay tuned. So I'm going to get in contact with her and start our conversation. So stay tuned. We will definitely be back.
Great news. Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Omutiha, utekiroka guna, iimatina, omjo. Chika osha fasana na longeshifa, ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyawo, ota ingongo tisamwene. Anageshifa, ya Namibia, ombitombwa na wa oronjika. Seisa nina omayakuro, nirandisoma, yoe, yongeshifa yoe okupitiramo, Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimopo yomo programa detu. Moambo, dengira selma, konaraje tatu imu. Datu, heari jamano tano, oneaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, You can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400.
All right, good morning. So welcome back. And if you're just joining us, you are tuned in Unpacking the Day. So, well, I was just trying to get to our main guest today, Honorable Kadiva Amtumwa. So, and all right, just quickly, just hold on. She's just calling me.
Great news. Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So, not a fraud, it's a scandal. Scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Even a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take out my Catatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda.
All right, good. Very good morning. Very good morning. Our time is about 8 minutes past the hour of eight. And as was saying earlier on, I have been trying to get through to our Governor Kadiva Amtumwa. She joined us this morning on Unpacking the Day to share her vision for the region and speak directly to our Eagle FM listeners. So like many other parts of the country, Hangwena faces pressing socio-economic challenges from higher youth unemployment and food insecurity to rising teenage pregnancies and also mental health concerns as well. So Governor Amtumwa is here to unpack how she plans to address these tough issues and lead the region forward. So, good morning, Honorable Governor, and welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me. Good morning to all listeners around the 14 regions in Namibia.
Okay, let's start with your vision for the region. What is your single biggest vision for this region? So, what does a thriving Ohangwena look like to you?
Well, thank you very much. That's a very bold or packed question.
Yeah.
You look at what does a thriving Ohangwena look like.
Mm.
Now, the first thing, I've created a hashtag.
Yeah.
And the first thing when you ask me that question that comes to mind is the hashtag that I have, or maybe that speaks to the vision, and it's called hashtag Buy Us For Us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, hashtag buy us for us. So hashtag buy us for us really means that everything we consume,
yeah,
everything or majority of the things that we consume, because we will not be able to produce all.
Yeah.
Majority of the things that we consume and majority of the things that we wear should be made locally in Ohangwena.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be able to feed ourselves.
Yeah.
We should be able to clothe ourselves. And therefore, we should be self-sustainable. So self-reliance is the first thing that I'm looking at. Now, I look at an Ohangwena that is green.
Mm.
And I really mean green, that is green. An Ohangwena that is thriving in industry, probably two or three industries,
yeah,
based on our competitive advantage.
Yeah.
And an Ohangwena that is open to the world. And the world is open to Ohangwena. That mm-hmm. is the vision.
Now, many governors come with really great plans, and some of them really have achieved those plans as well. So how will you ensure your vision translate into a real action on the ground, as you actually just mentioning it?
I think firstly, you need to have a motivated human capital.
Yeah.
So it's firstly really converting human capital to be motivated and to believe in themselves that, yes, they can do it.
Mm.
That's really the first thing. The Ohangwena region has got 12 constituencies,
yeah,
and everything that we do should be owned by the people themselves.
Mm.
So it's not the governor coming in and the governor actually being the one to do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
But it's really creating the energy that propels people to do. And then secondly, it's going back to issues around patriotism,
yeah,
and act of volunteerism, where we go back to the days when Tatekulu Sam Nujoma would call us as a nation and say, come, let's dig the trenches for the railway,
yeah,
line that is to be constructed. So coming back to that type of ethics and work ethics that we are able to do, you know, and create that. Even though you're going through procurement processes, et cetera, we must be the first ones.
Mm.
And then secondly, strategic partnership. Being able to partner with strategic partners globally as well as regionally to actually make it happen. Because I'm very much well aware that with some of the plans that one has, government would not be able to assist.
Yeah.
So we need to be intentional in terms of going out there and looking for money, looking for investors. Now, I don't like using the word investors all the time because it has both a negative and positive connotation.
Yeah.
But going out there and looking for strategic partners that will be able to unlock the potential that we actually have within the region. That is really my thinking.
Yeah. Well, talking of strategic partnership, one of the biggest crises facing, you know, not only your region but the country is unemployment. So
yes,
what is then your immediate or practical plan to get you, to get youth people working?
Okay. My first immediate plan is government has reintroduced the Food for Work, Cash for Work program.
Mm.
That is a program where if you are unemployed, we identify community projects, whether it's maintenance,
yeah,
of schools, of hospitals, of clinics within the 12 constituencies, whether it's cleaning of government facilities.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, implementing that quite vigorously throughout the region. And I know that each young person or each person can actually be paid $118 per day. If you multiply that times 5 and multiply that times 30, and then you look at maybe, let's say, having 3 or 4 people from a household, you can easily get $9,000 within a house in a month immediately,
yeah,
out of that work. So that program needs to be intensified within the region. It needs to be a program where at every single door, household door, you are able to hear about Food for Work, Cash for Work, importantly. Secondly, it's creating entrepreneurship and increasing sustainable youth entrepreneurship, because we have a lot of youth programs that are going on,
yeah,
in terms of youth development in the region. But you find that they would start and then at the end of the day, they would just die out,
yeah,
at a very early and infant stage.
Mm.
So making sure that you create sustainable businesses. Now, I'm going to be very deliberate in tapping into the 257 million National Youth Fund that has been created. Matter of fact, I've started having conversations already, because what I want to do is to ensure that every constituency in the region has a youth enterprise that is actually benefiting. Now, you might ask me, but Kadiva, what are you going to do differently to make sure that this enterprise doesn't die out? Now, one of the things I've realized is pipeline management. We don't manage the SMEs and MSMEs. We throw money at them. We throw opportunities at them. We say we create a conducive environment. There would be financial literacy programs here and there. There would be mentoring and coaching programs here and there, but not in a manner, not in a pipeline methodology that creates sustainability. So the Office of the Governor is looking at, and we've started having conversations with NIPDB, looking at how do we create a pipeline management for our enterprises? And it's not only youth enterprises, because you would want that an SME is an SME today. After 2-3 years, it moves to an MSME. Where it's able to generate, for example, 12 or 16 million Namibian dollars. And in that way, you are actually creating employment. Because these SMEs and MSMEs must be able to employ people. And we are really looking at practical enterprises, our TVET graduates. Because the economy is going to be developed by your TVET sector. So really taking your plumbers, really taking your carpenters, your bricklayers out there and really putting them to use. And then I think thirdly, I spoke about it in my SORA, the manufacturing and textile industry is one of those that is to be a game changer, and that I would prioritize, or I am already prioritizing to make sure that we bring actually a manufacturing industry in terms of textiles in Ohangwena. That would immediately take up unemployed people, especially the young people. And I think within a year or two, we should be able to see the level of unemployment being reduced. But we need big industries to actually reduce the 58% or 57% unemployment rate that we actually have.
Yeah. Well, there are specific pressing issues, not only to Ohangwena regions. One of that is also food security, which is actually a constant worry. So what is your immediate step? What immediate step are you taking to tackle this food insecurity crisis?
All right. Thank you. So, well, one of the initiatives that I've already found here that the regional council is implementing, which is a brilliant, brilliant initiative, is that they supply 5 trees, fruit trees, to households. And that has been going on for the past 5 years or so. Now, there's a mango, there's a banana, and there's another. I don't remember the other three. And the idea is to provide these trees to households so that they are able to grow them. If you look at Ongwediva today, and it's one of the towns I grew up in, nearly every house in Ongwediva has a mango tree.
A mango tree,
So you're talking about nutrition that is coming out of that mango tree. You're talking about a child being able to come from school and then just pick a mango and eat. You know, that's part of your food security. So what the regional council has done is they've provided, or they continue to provide, these trees throughout. And that's one step. The second, I would look at the Okongo constituency has a lot of viable projects that are currently going on that speak to food security. Yesterday, I saw pictures on some of the WhatsApp groups for the constituency where tomatoes are being produced. So the idea is to then go and strengthen these projects that are currently existing on the ground and also then make sure that each constituency where you have available land and where you have available water actually gets involved in developing these gardens at the scale of the constituency, because then you will have a constituency being able to feed itself and feed the schools that are actually there. Quite immediate. I think the immediate to long term would be, as I mentioned, to set up a green scheme, quite a big one. And we are having conversations already with the Ministry of Agriculture to look at the setting up of a green scheme. Now, that would help to with food security, but also exportation of food that is actually produced throughout to other regions and throughout to the rest of the world.
The other issue is really water scarcity in the region as well. So, and this is actually a daily struggle, especially in Ohangwena regions. So Many communities still lack clean water and proper sanitation. So are there any, like, in a pipeline, are there any, you know, a big project, like maybe boreholes or pipelines in the works to solve the water issue?
Yes, 100%. So currently there is a project that I believe will be commissioned very soon.
Yeah.
And that involved the development of about 3 reservoirs along the western side of Ohangwena. Mm. The development of a 205-kilometer pipeline, as well as some elevated towers that were set up around the Ondobe area.
Yeah.
And the idea is to then ensure that we are able to tap from the Ohangwena aquifer. We've also, Namuta has also drilled a couple of boreholes.
Mm.
So that project is done. It's being commissioned in the next probably 2 months. When I spoke to Namuta about 2 weeks ago, they were 95% done.
Mm.
So that provides water security towards the western side of Ohangwena.
Yeah.
The eastern side is really the area that is water scarce. And the Ministry of Finance, NamWater, has signed a loan agreement and grant facility with KFW.
Yeah.
It was signed about a month ago. And the idea, and we've started having talks with NamWater already, is to first and foremost, there are boreholes that have been drilled by the Ministry of Agriculture already.
Mm-hmm.
But these boreholes are not producing quality water, A-grade quality water. So the idea is to immediately, and it's a project that has started, is to immediately then put up solar-powered desalinated plants, mini desalinated plants around those boreholes so that we're able to purify the water to the level where the water is potable and you're able to actually use it for irrigation as well because they are high fluoride contents.
Yeah.
And then secondly, there is a 10 million euro grant funding that has been availed by KFW to actually install boreholes, about 10 boreholes, but this is within the Oshikoto and Ohangwena region. And currently, NamWater is busy putting up the terms of reference to look at then installing or putting up drilling these boreholes. So this would be able to enable us to tap into Ohangwena Aquifer 2, more so on the eastern side of the region where there is potential for agriculture at a big scale, and that would actually assist us with then water scarcity.
Yeah.
I think the third one that is important, it's currently going on in the region, but I think we need to really look at how to fast track it, we've got earth dams that were actually created during the apartheid era,
yeah,
pre-colonial. Those earth dams just need to be rehabilitated.
Mm.
So we need to identify those earth dams. And I'm speaking about these earth dams more so because this year in the beginning we had the flood that came through.
Yeah.
And probably we might experience the flood next year, where the region was highly flooded. But if you go to that area where it was flooded, there's no water anymore.
Mm, yeah,
you know, so water has dried up. Yeah. Yes. So we need to rehabilitate these earth dams as urgently as possible so that they serve as catchment areas water supply, for the floods, for rain as well, once we get huge rainfalls. What this will help us is it will help the residents actually use this water from the earth dams for agriculture and irrigation. Then they don't need to spend money in terms of potable water or bulk water supply for agriculture. That would basically then be for industrial as well as then for domestic use. So those are the plans that are really currently ongoing. I know there is a plan to set up a pipeline between Omdaungilo going to Omtsewanime, but I know that's in the medium to long term because designs have not started yet.
Yeah. So Ohangwena region is actually one of the region that hits harder than other regions when it comes to poverty. So, what is your approach we talk about the green schemes and other. So, what is really your immediate approach to lift people out of poverty? What are social programs will you prioritize to help the most vulnerable residents?
I think the government has certain programs in place that really helps your vulnerable people. I think one of the things is we do have the marginalized community or indigenous minority. I don't like the word marginalized.
Mm.
indigenous minority within the area, and government through the Office of the President has programs where they have provided mahangu fields for them to cultivate and so on to the indigenous minority. But I've seen that that is not really creating the desired impact. And we need to go back to the drawing board to see how to best work with that. The social grants are also there currently.
Yeah.
We do have the drought food program that has been extended for really households that do not have any food. And it's those households, we've had good rainy season, so people have plowed. But you have the households that were stricken by the flood. So there you have the program that has been extended to be able to provide that. But I think more than anything, poverty, and that is really my message, poverty can never be alleviated by a silver platter. Getting things for free. And that's why we must get our hands dirty. We must start working. The food for work, cash for work program, the first one. Yes, like I said. When I did the calculations, somebody in the rural area, if you take them to go and clean a constituency office or to help, like let's say a person who has graduated in plumbing or bricklaying, and you take them to actually go and do some work on current infrastructure, they get 3,500 per month.
Yeah.
That program must be extended into the rural areas. It must benefit, like what you're saying, the most poorest of poor. So I think for me, that is already laid out by the government. It's a program that my office will then run with and make sure. And then secondly, issue around having bricklayers in the villages and plumbers or and carpenters who are not doing anything. So if you think about each constituency actually getting, I don't know what you call this, this machine that makes bricks.
That
actually makes bricks. Yes,
it's a brick. It's a brick machine.
It's a brick machine. Okay, it's a brick machine. Provide. Get those brick machines. Find donations. Get the brick machines into constituencies. Let these young people who are sitting around not doing anything start producing bricks for these projects, because we do have projects that are going on, construction projects within the constituencies, and let them be the brick makers. And then pay them through the programs that we actually have. I think those are immediate tickets to actually help, especially the young people, with taking them out of poverty. So we must work to get money. We must work to be able to eat. And we must work to be able to put food on the table. Yeah, it shouldn't be charity, to be very honest.
So the teenage pregnancy are also another huge issue, and especially for our regions, with thousands of cases in recent years. So how will you address this crisis and support these young mothers?
Let me be honest with you. That is a social issue that really requires us to go back to the drawing board. And ask ourselves, why do we have high cases of teenage pregnancy? We need to start instilling the right morals and values in our young people. When I was growing up, we had Bible studies in school. Bible studies, first and foremost, teaches you the golden rules in life. It instills in you the right moral, ethical values. To a point where you know what would be right and what would be wrong. And I think we need to go back to that. We've created a culture of young people just choosing to do whatever it is that they want to do. And that needs to be turned around. So that's the one space where we need to have conversations, going back to conversations within the households. And then thirdly, parental supervision. We're having too many households, whether in the villages, whether in town, where parents are not paying attention to the households and to the young people within those households, where there are no strict rules and discipline anymore. A child is able to go and come as they want. So we need to go back to instilling that. We need to go back to parents being responsible and really actually being parents and bringing up these children. We need to go back to I was with the Okwanyama Traditional Authority yesterday, and it's one of the things I spoke about, where traditional authorities need to also come in to bring in and instill the right norms and values. So for me, that's the first thing before you go to even saying, how do you help a child who has fallen through teenage pregnancy, who has children and so on. So we need to go back to that. And that's going to be my first point of agenda, because it doesn't help treating the outcome if you're not treating the initial symptom.
Yeah. But one of the other, I think, issue that maybe, and I'm actually pleading to you is the absence of fathers. Father's absence. Yeah, I think that that also contribute a lot to this issue as well. So, and I think that it's one thing that it's a conversation that we need actually to take up, and as a leader, really take up that seriously. That, you know, the absence, because of the absence of fathers in most of the of the household, that brings some of this social ills and things that we don't want to see.
You're 100% correct, and that dimension you've brought in is so critical. You see, like now, I think 3 weeks ago we had, or 2 weeks ago we had, a case of suicide. Teachers, and they were all male. You know, and you just made me think about it now when you spoke about the absence of fathers. We're starting to have conversations around the boy child, empowering the boy child. And truly, if these things are to be realized, fathers need to be serious and take up their rightful positions as head of households within the community. So thank you very much for that. It's something that I will, it's a conversation I will start driving in our conversations. We are going to be having programs around suicide, domestic violence, gender-based violence, the teenage pregnancies. We NAMPOL, the regional commander, has put together a committee consisting of multiple stakeholders. And I think that is a conversation I will bring to the table as well. To really make sure that households have fathers, and to make sure that fathers who are parents to children, even though they are not in a formalized marriage setup, are actually present and are actually available to these children. That's an important point.
So you just mentioned about, you know, crime like domestic violence and rape. It's a big problem in Ohangwena as well. How will you make the region, this is more difficult questions, but how would you make the region more safer?
That's a difficult question you're asking me. Because why I'm saying it's difficult is because we're an open region. We're an open region. We have our brothers from Angola, from across the border. And we have a borderless region. And that's why I'm saying it's a difficult question. I know NAMPOL does its best to manage crime, especially along the border. But it's not easy when you have a border where people are able to move freely, whether it's Namibia to Angola or Angola to Namibia. So somebody may commit a crime and run through the border just quickly and come back in a week's time. You get what I mean? And commit another crime. And that can be a Namibian. It doesn't need to be. I'm not saying it's an Angolan. It doesn't need to be an Angolan. So it's a very difficult situation to actually handle, especially along the border area. But I think what needs to happen is to probably intensify, and I know NAMPOL is already doing it, and they're doing quite a brilliant job, is to intensify crime prevention. But more so also, when it comes to issues of rape, it's to look at who are we employing within our household, because rape is happening in the houses. We are employing people, cattle grazers, and domestic workers, people to take care of the houses in our houses, that we do not know their identity. We don't have their real identity documents, whether Namibian, whether Angolan. And when that person commits a crime or rapes somebody within the house, they are able to vanish very quickly. So it starts with also responsible citizenship, where citizens must employ people where they are fully satisfied and know that they are able to trace this person. Because if that person then commits a crime in the house, they should be able to report to the police, and the police should be able to trace that person. failure to do that, the crime rate in terms of rape will become much more. And I understand that is actually what is happening. The other issue is somehow trafficking that I'm picking up.
Yeah, yeah.
Person trafficking within the region.
Yeah.
That is something that we have to condemn to the highest order. And trafficking is very simple. It's me going to Oshikango.
Yeah.
And employing somebody who's desperate, employing them, taking them, and then I traffic them to Bentuko or Maruru or somewhere else in the region without consent and without them knowing.
Mm.
So again, it goes back to responsible citizenship. It goes back to education,
yeah,
that people are made aware. But it also goes back to then apprehending your citizens that are committing these crimes.
Mm.
Yes, we must hold people accountable that are residents within the region for committing these crimes. That's the only way we'll be able to actually stop it.
Yeah.
But I think it's a serious issue because of the fact that we are borderless. And there I have no direct solution for that. It's something that one needs to have a conversation with my counterpart,
yeah,
as we go along and really bring in then your law enforcement agencies. But I know that there is a lot of work that is currently being done.
Yeah.
On that front, yeah.
Yeah. There's also an issue of, you're talking about between a borderless, you know, you have a borderless regions, and there's also a recent malaria breakout or outbreak. So how will you strengthen, you know, as I said, these are very difficult questions. So how will you strengthen, you know, the health services to handle these crises?
I think one of the things that we have reported in the SORA is the state of our hospitals,
yeah,
in terms of medicine, in terms of medical equipment, and in terms of response. We don't have enough ambulances in the region.
Mm.
So I know that the people who died as a result of malaria, those malaria cases that we reported, was because it was either reported late or when they went to the hospital, it was late.
Yeah.
Now, you can assume that this person is coming from, let's say, a Pemba constituency deep in there and trying to get to the hospital.
Mm.
So number one, we are going to work day and night tirelessly with central government to make sure that we've got the right medical equipment and the right medical infrastructure.
Yeah.
That is the first thing. We should be responsive to when you have medical crises such as that. The malaria program also needs to be intensified,
yeah,
then within the region. That's one of the things. It needs to be a conversation that's within the households. Awareness needs to also be created so that people do not assume that they are well when they need to get to the hospital, because sometimes they get to the hospital very late.
Yeah.
So for the health sector to be able to respond, it's also very late. Now, I know that the capital development plan speaks to a couple of clinics actually being constructed in constituencies and areas that are far-reaching.
Mm.
And those we have actually prioritized within the regional council. We disapproved the budget for this financial year last week. And the idea is to then monitor the implementation of those projects.
Yeah.
That is the first. I think the second is then conversations with the Ministry of Health in terms of the deployment of these programs into the region and really fast-tracking the issue of providing then medicine as well as then infrastructure to the region.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Earlier on, you mentioned, you know, partnering with the private sectors. And sometimes there aren't really effort done by, in some cases it happened, but you know, on the regional level, especially on the regional levels, where you really involve private sectors. So how do you plan really to bring the private sector on board as a genuine partner in developing the region?
Okay, I think first and foremost, you must be able to demonstrate what you have to offer.
Yeah.
As a region. Now, what I've learned is that we have no investment profile or investment map, as well as an investment committee, and that's the first thing that I'm working on instituting and putting in place.
Mm.
Because an investor or a private partner needs to understand what you have to offer.
Yeah.
I think that's the first one. Secondly, is to ensure that you link your local business people to your private sector, because that those that are coming in, because that's the way you will be able to create accountability. And that's the only way you will be able to ensure that the private partners that you're bringing on board actually are there for the genuine interest of the region.
Yeah.
So for me, moving forward, no private investor should come into the region without collaborating with a private business person. Because that private business person resides in the region, they have roots in the region, and therefore they will make sure that whatever project does not fail. And the private investor will also be held accountable, and they will also be able to understand what it is that the region has to offer. So that would be my strategy around making sure that your private partners that you actually bring in have an interest of the region, but more so creating a profile, investment profile, where they can see that there is something that they will be able to sustainably invest in for the long term.
Yeah. So, and when there's so much to do, as from what you have just said, there's so much to do, but there's resources are always limited. So how will you decide what to prioritize now?
I think a two-pronged approach will be taken. You have capital development that's running that gets budget from the government, from central government. That continues as is. And that speaks to water infrastructure, road infrastructure, network infrastructure. And we must step into the parastatals that are created by government. We must create a conversation of urgency for them to invest within the region. And then secondly, I've spoken about key priority areas, and I don't want to focus on a lot in terms of development and industry. In the SORA, I spoke about agriculture, where I believe and I know that we can get funding from strategic partners that have got good bilateral relations with the government of the Republic of Namibia. I spoke about tourism, where again it's a game changer. We are a region that was a war zone. If you think about liberation tourism and if you think about cultural tourism that we are actually also implementing already, we can get funding within that space.
Yeah.
I've spoken then about crafts, carpentry, where we have a lot of forests towards the west, the east, and we are able to actually develop a market. Now there you've got institutions such as the EIF that speaks about climate resilience, sustainability of our environments, and they have a lot of funding that they actually get. It's a matter of really creating that conversation and proposal and tapping into that. And then I've spoken of manufacturing textiles. That's an industry I've spoken about.
Yeah.
Where we have some industries where partners have got funding already, they've got availability of equipment, and all they need is land or space.
Yeah.
And that's where traditional authorities come in that are important to actually engage them to provide that land or that space. We have Oshikango that is lying idle there, and I would want to use it as is and bring in people that do not need funding to be able to come and operate from there. Institutions such as NIDA are available to actually lease their warehouses out. But then you also have opportunities where you can create then your textile industry and get funding through the Ministry of Trade and Industries, where they are partners, as well as the NIPDB.
Yeah.
So I believe issues around partnership, it's there is no problem there. It's how you sell yourself and how you create the conversation. I think there shouldn't be a problem. Investors will only come if they see that there is sustainability.
Yeah.
For long-term dividends that will actually come out in revenue and profit that would be generated. So that's the conversation we need to start. So we need to sell Ohangwena first to be able to realize the investments that we want. So those are really the focus areas I'm looking at over the next 5 years. If anything comes up, it's I'm not going to ignore it, but I like to prioritize and focus on areas and make sure that we actually tick off those boxes.
And what is your message to the people of Ohangwena who may feel hopeless or left or think that they are left behind, you know?
My message is simple.
Mm.
You have, each one of us has the power to change our narrative.
Yeah.
Ohangwena is said to be the second most populated region.
Region, yeah.
So we have the people, we have the numbers, we have the ideas. The brain power is within us. What is important is for us to be united, to be able to speak the same language.
Yeah.
And when a vision is crafted, to be able to rally behind that vision and put our energy behind that vision tirelessly and actually stand up and work. That is really my message.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, we should be able to make it. I think I like to, when I think of Ohangwena, I like to give the example of Singapore.
Yeah.
Singapore has no natural resources. It's an island on its own.
Yeah.
They import water from Malaysia, and they've developed a strategy on creating a service industry so that they would be able to sustain themselves for generations to come. One of the good things that they do is long-term planning, and that's what we have to do.
Mm.
How does Ohangwena look like in 50 years from now?
Yeah.
And we must be able to create that vision. And then we must be able to come back and drive back and walk and say, this is where we are today. What will it take us collectively to be able to then make sure we get to that vision? So that is my message to everybody. When we come out into the region to speak about programs that they can benefit them from, let them not look at any program to be too small, you know, but they must step into every single opportunity that is given, because it's through the small opportunities that we will be able to create big opportunities.
Yeah. And lastly, when your term is over, okay?
Yeah.
What specific achievement would make you feel that, yeah, I have truly succeeded? What would be that? What would that specific achievement that would make you feel that way?
Hashtag buy us for us. I'm very honest. If I can get every school child to wear a Felis, you know, these shoes that are made like the Shilongo leather.
Yeah.
That are locally made, and every child that is going to school is not wearing Tuffies that are imported, but is wearing a Felis that is created by our memes within the villages.
Yeah.
I will go, please, satisfied. If every child can wear a jersey, a school jersey, or a pants that is made by a factory that is employing people from Ohangwena, I will be satisfied. Within Ohangwena.
Mm.
If we can feed ourselves, because poverty comes when you do not have food, eh?
Yeah.
If we can feed ourselves in every house, a tomato, an orange, whatever it is, we are able, rice. I'm seeing a lot of Oshanas. We are able to cultivate even rice and feed ourselves. I will be satisfied. And most importantly, if our story of water is done away, where we do not have a water crisis.
Yeah.
If I can just deal with that, even the water crisis.
Yeah.
I will leave saying that I have achieved something.
All right. So any message that maybe something that I haven't asked and you would like to communicate to, not only to Ohangwena, but to the Namibian people at large?
Yes. I think the message that I want to communicate right now, I think specifically for Ohangwena, is I've started with the constituency visits.
Yeah.
I've started with the traditional authorities this week, and then also visiting the second president. We are a region that houses a second president. And thereafter, we'll be going into the constituencies, and we'll be having a under-the-tree constituency engagement. And here, I want to hear from the people.
Yeah.
I want to hear from the people the challenges, whether it's an old person, a young person. So I call upon all residents of Ohangwena to grab the opportunity and come so that we can have Tuhungileni, so we can have an opportunity to engage together.
Yeah.
And then secondly, there's the National Youth Fund that the Office of the Governor will start implementing as directed by the Ministry of Finance. This fund has got 257 million.
Mm.
We must tap into it, start organizing yourselves. It's a fund that is not going to fund individuals, but it's going to fund enterprises.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for youth enterprises, registered companies that have business ideas. We would be able to assist the Office of the Governor is going to work together with the NIPDB to assist in putting together these business concepts and submitting them. I think it is important to note that this money has been given to financial institutions such as Development Bank of Namibia, Agribank. So we still need to be able to present ourselves professionally. Mm. We still need to abide to the law. It's not free money that is just going to be dished out. It's money that government has availed to go into youth enterprises. But we must do that responsibly. So my message is that let us start preparing. Yeah. Let us listen to announcements that are being given. And then finally, this is the time from the 4th of August until I believe the 19th of August, and this message is going to the whole 14 regions. The ECN has opened up for registration for voting.
Yeah.
We have the local authority and regional council elections at the end of the year. I'm calling upon all first-time voters who have turned 18 to go and register so that you can vote. I'm also calling upon everybody who has either lost their documents to go and make sure that you are registered to vote. We can only hold government accountable if we tick that box and we are responsible citizens and we are voting. That is when we can actually air our views. So use this next 2 weeks to make sure that you go to wherever ECN is and that you register to vote. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Governor Hamtumwa. Yeah, like your name says, maybe you're the one who have been sent to rescue Ohangwena. So thank you for your time
and
for sharing your vision with us. And we wish you the very best, you know, in all the efforts and plans that you have for our region of Ohangwena. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. And anytime you'd like to have a conversation, you are more than welcome. I am here. I say the governor's office is the people's office.
Yeah.
So information dissemination, communication, awareness creation is one of my duties. So thank you.
We will definitely take up on that offer. Thank you for coming through this morning. All right.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Great.
Bye-bye.
All right. That is our governor for Ohangwena, Governor Hamtumwa. So really giving us, sharing her vision of the region. And so our time is about 52 minutes past the hour of 8. And at 9 o'clock, we have another interview that is our normal interview that we have with the Ministry of Health on HPV vaccinations. So at 9 o'clock, we will be conducting the Ministry of Health, someone from the Ministry of Health, to talk about the vaccine, the HVP. The HPV vaccine. So, well, stay tuned for that. And we will be actually, this time we will be doing it in Oshiwambo. So stay tuned for that. So for now, so if you want to just react to what we have just discussed, please do so. Our telephone number 0833 66091.
Eagle FM, welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Yes, Mike, how are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm all right, Mike.
Yeah, no, today is right. Today is fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yesterday it was horrible. Yeah.
It's always like that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's even cold that we're already expecting something to happen like that.
So your governor has spoken, yeah?
My friend, for the first time I'm feeling that we have a second governor after that the whistle. Because we have a colonel in between.
Yeah.
Because my friend, the thing is that as a leader, you have to have a short vision and a long term vision.
Yeah.
And it's what he's talking about.
He
talk about a lot of important factors, especially like when it comes to water, come to industrial like a textile.
Mm.
Because I don't understand, man. Town like Elona City or Congo Village Council, a town, you bring up a town But seriously, you didn't bring even one factory.
Yeah.
How that you claim to be, your people to get benefit if you don't...
And that's the only way you can create employment in an area like Ohangwena. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. Because, my friend, every kid with and are surrounding the community, they are having a uniform. And this uniform, where we are sourcing from South Africa.
Mm.
What about if you start importing material like maybe what they call it, textile from like a place like Turkey? Because we know that Turkey is really, it's very cheap. And it's mostly where most people are getting it. Or even close to our neighbor here in Malawi.
Yeah.
And we have our women doing needlework, what do you call them? This for sewing machine. I don't know how to call it, but that's how it is.
Tailoring or whatever.
You have a woman tailoring for the uniform, for school kids. You have a woman doing for nursing.
Yeah.
You have also the people for prison also. So it's a really a long-term solution.
Yeah.
Which is supposed to keep our youth busy. But seriously, I'm telling my friend, I'm approaching the vision where he's talking about, like, the way you want to, I'm going to be in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
That is the way. It's a leader, you can see that, yes, we have at least we have a governor now.
Yeah.
People can think beyond that, then out of the box.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, Angwenis are not supposed to be where we are. Go to a Congo there, just behind the Congo beach. I'm telling you, you have to climb the tree for you to make a call.
Mm.
Don't even talk about even WhatsApp or whatever. Forget about all that. Because you have to use a katoshi, and you have to climb the tree. Because the only one can get the network.
Yeah.
And now we are talking about even hostel. People are walking like 60 kilometers to go to hostel, my friend. And they go there, the hostel is overcrowded. But we have a governor who's been there for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's actually good to have someone who's coming from that region, lived in that region, knows the problems of the region.
Problem for the people,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
so
how it is.
It does help, you know.
Mm. It does a lot, seriously.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm proud for us to have her.
Yeah.
The way, look at our... She's talking about even the FDM for the past in colonial time.
Hmm.
But if you look at those FDM now, Neil, you got some of them, they are no more exist even. But you have water come from Angola, and then it's go all the way to Etosha. Without keeping that water for our irrigation even.
Yeah, like as you said, the water have disappeared already, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we are crying for water.
Without harvesting it, yeah.
Mm. Without harvesting that water. Seriously, I think we have a little at least for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, I'm so great that we have here.
Yeah.
And that is how, also when you are going, saying you're going to conduct people meeting, I mean, under the tree, that's how it's supposed to be.
Mm.
Because it's where you find the problem of the people. People are going there to the council officer, but the council is not around.
Yeah.
They never been seen, and they never pick up their phone. Only this time when it's around the election time where you see the councillors are campaigning.
Yeah.
But even meeting, you hear the councillor who nobody knows in the whole coast west.
Mm.
Yeah, so, but only show up after this time of campaigning is where you see the councillors.
So we're going to have another interview at 9 o'clock, and it's only about a minute now. So, thanks for coming through.
And, okay, thank you, Mike.
And thanks right. for your contribution, yeah. Mm.
Okay, just my boss.
All right. All right. That we will then come back later on. For now, so just hold your comments or and we will be coming back after this.
The International University of Management, IUM, is excited to announce that applications for the 2026 academic year are now open. Explore a wide range of qualifications across our dynamic faculties and school. Faculty of Environmental Management and Sustainability Sciences, Faculty of Health Sciences, Faculty of Information and Communication Technology, Faculty of Strategic Management and Business Administration, School of Primary Education, School of Secondary and Postgraduate Education, Postgraduate Studies, and the Graduate School of Business. Whether you are in Windhoek, Kurunkuru, Enana, Ongwediva, or Walvis Bay, your future starts at IUM. For more information, visit www.ium.edu.na or call us at 061-433-6000. Go ahead, make the right choice, and step into your future with IUM, a Namibian university dedicated to its people's future.
Omutiha, utekiroka guna, imatina, omjo. Chikao shafa sana nana, longeshifa, ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao, ota ingongoti samwene. Anageshifa, ya Namibia, ombitombwa na wa oronjika. Seisa nina omayakuro ni randitoma yue yongeshefa yue kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa zetu. Moambo dengira selma konora hita tuimu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano oni aji. Eagle FM.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the
eye. Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added great new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3-month subscription, 10% discount for 6-month subscription, and 25% discount for 12-month subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
All right, welcome back to Unpacking the Day. Nga shingo ne ndarin de molombura nare kucha nena po kutamega po potundio ni mwoyo po hatu kakara tuna o engu ndafana, tukaya mengu ndafana na na kareri po vo ministry of vo ministry yok yuna shanu njuro wele nongharo nawa opo tukundafane na shinashano no campaign na yoyo yo HPV vaccination. So ano mo kumola kola ino ndina meme Helena ngidengwa hidengwa kwa tine lishipopio moshike moshi mbaja. Yeah, otunaona tango meme Emma Helao obo teketu kwa fera moku kundafana o HP vaccination. So nanti mu popife o mwa lele pona andisho meme
pale reportage.
Yeah, ondare ke mu yanjengu ye pale mo kashona ke se mu popé ku chove ye ye ya opotu ye nina commission no shipopi wa shet.
Yeah,
what that? Yeah.
Okay, thank you Nene. Edina anjonga here na hitengwa. Umpangi ke isa no handi longere mo chikongo mo chakati.
Yeah.
Irongo ongo
onkomze uli kwa bank.
Mhm.
Edina lange ame ema helao na ame umpangi keifano asike wa njilo ngele o director ete hine sio director ete mela gale tu ashitu wangepi lo kolele o petameko
ya
kele ko venduka ntili moshi toporo aso kuyanja umawelele no ku nekwata fano la kwa shuwana
ya
ya
alright e plan angero tete o linasha otaliti kucha o HPV o inepa tafano ngalipi no kifio o kankera unenetu o cervical cancer o cervical o kankera iyo cervical o inepa tafano ngalipi
e watangi kepuro o HPV ombuto nganga shia tuti HIV
yeah.
Kata sana neno no sebika kensa kuti HPV na akuti o human papilloma virus ya ombuto nenji haji etero na akwate ko sebika kensa ngoya yiko kochero tochibarero
ya
nuna ne yakara kwesimbo achiburika ne yiko kende tayere tonungo kakara akwato ko kombuto kensa kuchone kuja kuchone atura lakane nune nengeno kuja unona mbono webura zoka utumirwe
ya
para ukakote ko kombuto nenzo lo kweto ngiti ko kensa
ya
ezo dire odi nga pa maruzi ashike nji hayetu neno o mukiti ngono ugo kangera umlongo na hama nonono ngona hetatu so zone to aro kutuhira zo
okay so etuhiro ne lo etunlo veno o la fima nanana ngali pimo mo shiwana ya
Eto nilo lo vene la simana. Eshingo tu leninga hatu nukolele, tu likombada yetu nukolele. Omolo a dali vetu, ishpali tu nona. O vetu pala ko keia kulilo, tukatu nilo mikifitili no kulile. No kata ngota shipikile ngo, o wakulunu ta talu nona wavuko matu nilo. Opo tukelele o mikifi doko mesho. Ta shingenge totu nilo, nitontu nile. Kuwe simbolo otontu nile opo aha kakwate kwa mkifi kwa mesho
ya
etu masha fimana
ok so vo olie no vo veno kutunirwa olie vo mo Namibia vena okutunirwa shinashano HPV
ok mbae no kutunirwa neko mkoko HPV uno na ukazona ukutambeka peburumu kwa isi peburumu longo nani
ya
Ibambo, shashota, pa tuziri kafutia, unona mbono inauja na tango mishuro, nenge mi okuya ni ipara. So chone kuchoto alatu uga milene pomangi inauja mo chiponga, so chokukota kumchiti go kensa.
Okay.
Okay.
Ainda komeso, ngopuna shana tango arufatura.
So chone kucho oonga nepa dira utuni rembo. Atuka tunira nezona analamba notata ne kucho eringa mino ke sikora ata meko eri ko sikora to tene kucha atuke atunira ke sikora no ki pangero ngambi po pe unene mpato katunira ne ni pangero mpanga ne yeri pebura zano okuza okutamira pebura mbo isiko mlongo nane nde ina ihai ko sikora mboka aburo kuya pi pangero asike unene atuka ranga tavira dire sikora
Yeah. Otachi o campaign ayiri ko paife oyoku otayike skola no kushpangero iro punario man enere dimoko tanduruku kaningiro matuniro.
Yeah, epololo liwa. Ondara kuyele kapa kuja. Otunila yi taitameke yi oncho uto utunima unona.
Yeah.
Kaushupe moshilongo. Onjo wakala mo kuja 2007 na ashike wakala uli mi pangelo pa umwene no pefa masito pa umwene. Aba pene medical ito vatuni wango. Ya paifeshi okambi na ita iningwa ne pangelo lamona ni kujo kuno problemo kuno mikifi do cervical cancer da endelele.
Ya.
Ingi posha opo umivalo detutikale zili pedu chashu anova hapu unene ta kwatwa.
Ya.
Batu intali otali introduce ne o vaccine ai lotete mo mi pangelo e pangelo tai yanga o charge
Opuna ne peife e fikola ilo itoporo ya nwakucha okokwatu imanga ilo ilo malonge kido campaign eringa ipya
ya malonge dogo campaign ogelo chirongo achiche ogelo chirongo achiche kuchatu katungiriko chirongo achiche ke mata kuburo kutungiriko kakele ne kutia utanga ne kutia utalongiza ngane kutia poskola mbatu hipu unaki iyo nakuru mtukura saithi wa mano chima chilinga kutia poskola ini hatu ya kuunaki nengati ya ku hatu ya kusimboli.
Ok, sosono hamsi ningine haninge kwa tafano no skola no kubaro mgra pefimbo kucho tamu ya naini
utonana.
Ok, so okuzida nenga simuri moshakati opuna eskola ngeno donale mwa teithira ilo mori ijo na mwa teithira kucha otamu kahoro kapefikola hapo tamdurungeno kudipopja paifeko momepo
kulono liwana na alena ungashi ngane chishi wikeko kwa shiwana kutotunia tama kwa mafiku wane otaki ifyo mafiku wanongo na tano wa auste kunela ndula fano le eskola kucha apotapiwa naini apotapiwa naini ova ya kulo wali kengobe primary school wali kuvudia combined school o afoti o naushe ukauka mashesha atu popine emosha nantishingao ya o mapopo o ekamba JP nakale o katana JPS amtanga okatana GPS, okatana SF, secondary school, PNL. Ne eskola ingongo adiche jiri moshan. Datureka mwana ndote kucha. Eskola jodili peni. Opo, ninge ilonga itu. Nase ipu, kucha, na tu talelenyo oshikanju eshi. Mungula kakuye ninga ha. Ya, olisto po hili, olisto ya anja kane kwane eskola adiche. Na school principal adiha po adiche shirela kucha. O, kuna matunile ili mirandula.
Uno nane mbuka donavo va ave durongo ifyo longo na ne ova tera watu niwe ova pumbu kwe tera siki akurunu na alonge kide siki na alonge kiduno na ngalipi emba pila da siki akurunu veno kupu uno na ilo veno kulonge kidurunona
ya epure wana ati nene akurunu watu tegele ngeno ya puno na ukarata oma uchipangero asiki jina tango oparo mkiza na komilisi yetu ya shaini mbapira
ya
mbapira nina edifarele kuchia upo ya gante tumino kuchia oya abino na utu hile nengo nini tai chaina ne tai tunane kosikora kosikora opone ita atuka vura kutumira nupu
okay. Gengo kana ne okakari na katuniro kosikora opunango nkaro umwe ilo mwishipo piango ni nale opunango nkaro umwe ngono po onkununuta duruku oku tarokana opunango nkaro umwe ngono utaduruku longi fangeno kuchokana akongo mkaro unatango kana taka duruku katunirwa
ongashi ngoto ispobila kuche otiniro ilipe skola kuha kulilo kukilika veri poti.
Kandi siku chome media tapo befe na tu pune tu shike o matungana kaya tayadiva diva asata ruka kuna.
When you choose UNAM, you get credible accreditations.
You get internationally recognized qualifications.
You get
get a university with a growing reputation.
When you choose UNAM,
you get a head start on local jobs.
You become connected in a growing Namibia.
You stay in the best country in the world.
Because you already know. You love it here.
Open your mind to UNAM.
And UNAM will open the world to you.
UNAM is your university, Namibia.
Because the U in UNAM is you.
Yeah. O na kwa ya tutine ngengi na pamoka ni na kamo nari yetu nilo neko pofikola o punale malonge kidwa mungu nuntaduru kuninga
eno tate oka na kamo no mito ku oka suno to mito njo pofikola ya onjo
yeah.
Akapto kuja na tango po klini kanji ipo pepi matunilo po tepi nje itakatu nilo
yeah.
Ina chimba na nde kujano apamwe kakare katola kujaye apamwe mito jeta pikira
okay. So yeah, o madidrika pungeno puna nandenge no o madidriko amwesho matunirwa onno hakala nande na side effect moshi wambongishina na kucha vakwetonya pangyo moshi kemposi cho moshi singo o madidrika ngone kucha na pamonusha apo vaccine asha sha apewa omiche do HPV vaccine o puno madidiri kongeno madidiri kakucho no akwata nando kuliko side effect
ya yeah. Ochiri manjira epuro hiri manjira lera o madidiri kongata koneko ongu ike nga haga koneko kewenda kesi uche nande kuringo no kwa wendo atachikulika nga kalu upitue hana nenge pukare nga kwa zinda nenge pukare nga kwa fapu patirika na kacho nande hacho na nakutia achifaru mnu mochiponga nande kutuche teso nande kuri
yeah. Uwe hami
kwa upi nenge akara saa bupiara upupiara tango ngasuwa memwezi ya sasho hafaru nga uko matuniro achivurika kana ngweka tumiri sasho haka tuti ndi chukujendino otunira achivurika ye oruturu uya mkure mono kutia ruka wafaru wazina nande kuri mbiki
yeah.
Ya so tone ogongo matizikonte katuna natu kizika na nakutia o mtingu ni nengo tu nilangi na hii kone kiona na haeta na ndiye kutuchipama onotaka mbuka nengo ta nindisika mbuka siko matundiru nga umeme hafaru nao kumatundiru o hike nga mboku jaye ngopo kwa ninga apkara nga papa kwa zinda kachona nengo papa nga uvituwe hani
yeah
ndi hachona na kujangi kwa chima lila chitilisi
yeah opuna o na tango oshike anunga hakara yuvite yen omapopso ngana ndokuria ntapape kucha anu shawa tunirwa neno no HPV yo otaeta o problema sina shano no shike no kwetu no nana ndokulimo nakwiwa ilo ya mota ati kucha o shike o shimashono tashi otashi tsitsimike anu ya emo mirere omapopso ngono go shiringa
yeah, omapana so ba ditengo.
Yeah.
Omapopio ta kotuane ko banu veli hole kandi ite ru hasa angash na na pia ko ratio nga hat ko pia tu cho ovendayo ya cho ya chayo.
Mm.
Yeah, o hatu kumileno shuana kuta omapopio ta popiwao o kaeli nande monjila.
Yeah.
I o anma ve shaba batu nilwa. Otaba ulikengo kucha oba tunilwa yabo oba monango maludalo abonga shi ngo tatekalunga ayanja taso yake ha dishi
yeah
yeah otunila yi otunila ikenga she tunila dikwao tukukelela omikifi
yeah
onjo uyi itauningi uno na bayemi kulo nande nande ela lakano lo vendali atushina tushibeni kucha olukukelela o uno na kenge nande akwata kumbuto hiyo HPV itai di nine ikaninge o cervical cancer
yeah
kapuna nando mapucho elinga ona ndende okucha uno na pamwe itaka mununu na uno na tava kaya mikulo kumira eske no ubadali ke kuka natural tunokulonga ni uno na vetu o sex education na lakalengo ve shishiko cha ini peni mwa baby
yeah
ya hamurove ndana na kuto oshai kotinga na
yeah
mwanjila
Mm. Yeah. Mo shiwano munango no mo oma popsongwa puka ano tunana no kuyandanga ipema popcho.
Ya uma popcho na pango hapendi hatu yanjo malongo. Ngo owa kwashiwana na kieningo kupangelo na kupeningo na pangi na tukupeningo nendokotora na tukupeningo yona pangi wetu momikunda.
Yeah.
Opo wetu poma wirela eri monjila. Da jingenge ne otolombura ontabopyo HBV yeshi ndokotola yeshi neza muha kukeushina ndenande. Nde oeke kulombura shimata. Ushita vele ishafangi nashi elanawa. Omea tuku milo suwa na kuta na tue engene ni popepi nu pangelo.
Yeah.
Na tue popepi ne ndokot. Onu mounango doktor weo po umeni. Odungo kundengelo kango dito. Te doktor punango mapopyo tatiwa o shiringo. Ete kulombolo o shirima shirimonjila. Sashi uha kuwe elilongela. Yeah.
Yeah. Opuna okucha esha matine ina kwa terwa mo shike metu nirweli. Votava menona nangali?
Ya, dice a tu copine o cangira o cochero de chivalero. Ya, a matueni na patira manana, así que a tu cumbirir en a menos bucari huepongo un solo ere. Así que nena tango, tu ni donde una libro jugando a comino que se, o está furo que ya nadie es público con su pato sopo un mene o está furo que ni quiere tu ni donde.
Ya.
Ya, de monga singe, sasingi, cacatuna na mentira, guana mochirongo manga. Aku katira di ramani ka amia isi apa tu remo de mongashi ingi atu to katira di kena unona wa kazon ya matine mba o tabro ku ya nado ki pangiropo umene tabro kaya ki pangiropo umene kani gane itu nironjo
iya
no kuenda kwenye aku cha unona wamati otabro ku ukuya koma kengo. Ta sina so osito pro so kelela.
Mhm.
Ya, tadi tengo posi pangelo. Va pues me dron va mucha pila le mio bana pre. Mangango malonge kito ta ningwa kwa ma ke batu. I kwa ni pangi fungoni na iwana that's why at tal.
Yeah.
Osito pro va so no na. Katola.
Okay. Ongo jote teka shona. Okay. Na ngengo na harane omo uyerere na shango neno ne tunirweli lo HPV. Ote ukapeni nana?
Yalo. Omo uyerere ukwanja kano shilongwa shise. Wapangi nendoko tolo shilongwa shise. Oveno omo uyerere. Unota ike po ilengo na ndongo tingo yompangi wina ilo nunshi to duku kundengela nde tompula mala unene nene ohatu tomfingo po kucha amna ka kongoma oyelele pe klinika no pipangi lipo pe pinavo
yeah
no pomukunda ya no kekeshenga on longi unjolo wele on halongo moshipangelo ompangi
yeah.
Nendo ilonga ovo ano tabe kupe oyelele
Uli
monjila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Punango ni akurunu vangovongo va vati kumpe medu ilawashika kutu wange piano vati kenyo ame duku chaye ame kana kangi itaka katu nilwa unetu mwala katari tingali pinana kubo
iya ushine kuta ufemba wondali kalo ukudimino kana kae katunilwe ilo kwanya okana kae katunilwe
yeah.
Ashiko kwa nifashe tu kuyanjo mawelele ovanu vaudeko shaso bendita ifingirwa na itai onu oyemwene ta yanje ehororo la kutokana katunilwe
yeah.
Ashike bakuruma babape uyelele nde natango udite kutu uyelelo wina uwana atuva indile luyengse etuva uyelele opuno na watu nilwe chansi okupo pio kwa shili otuno problema moshilongo
yeah
otuna o meme ta kulifa omoluo o cervical cancer
yeah
omizalo da kunene kombata onge opone tu de tepeto otuno oku kongo milandu kucho miki futa de tanana ngai pipeto
yeah.
Da tanjo mo yelele That's why Otonila yeah. Wanu te yangu ushali mi pangelo anu va tunilwe. O meme nandi veintile no tate nandi veintile ngo va taruno na va katunilwe. Shaji, that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me hele na pamota wa tapungo. No kuwe za pikite no kutia. Kutia umkite ngu no hawe ya deka chona na kachone. Ihawe, ihawe na hata wende lele niki.
Yeah.
Uzo ukia kazi hau kaharoka ne aji kwa namdoro pia kumi nongo nina nano tuka pumbanda me
yeah.
Ukia kazi mpo mkizi mpo izi mpo ne njono tachivurika so onga akuru nune katupoe yeshi takuwa nena nde kuri kutia ye ngande onda inganda tuziwa nda tuziwa kumemena kata tuziwa kakuru me anje moro mkizi okukero mkizi mpo no yeshi mpo jona leo opwari nete simpo njono opwari eno mito njono
yeah.
Kikakari itenga na tango ombizi kumkuru mungo uche ome mwole ni inatungi kaza na pangu natikuwa panga kumkiti
yeah
kumharo jano na yoko meso ndea hakuzira ziri ke panga shi ingei
yeah
ehe shashi mga tutela kutia umkiti mwono engoto tala ome meno kuku o hakara ya nene ya koto kumbuto njono kutia hake hama
yusu
hama nengono tashi buruko jimasho kati azana le kuno na wii
yeah. Kwa kwenye
kameka notu jirazo o chini mwa jitangiko chilo kutinda ngi kashua soto nga netu kitenga shinge hii ashike natu jirazile ni nga onakui walu mno na mku
yeah.
Natu kiki yako na hia shashi shatu konje ino oko na hia kuchia inatuwa rema na nimbi ya tuka ya tunu mkizi wakensa ya kutu kiro ngombi ya putuka kakuna wecha na ndoche kachu uchu anota ende otaya ruwa le ramba eno mkizi mku ena mata upire ashike ochiri akuru ngahorike na tukambaze na tupe niko chimashi.
All right. Yeah, o punasha shimwali oshomwa rukweda pona pamwe ina ndishipura mu mapranda pura. Ngo punasha ngali na tangu yerere ma pamwe mu haro kweda po muete kucha ina tu kwatera mu mapura tapura.
Okuweza po okucha shike injili washike ko kwa dali za hoke injile okotu tu kalenyo uno apo okotu nila pe skola ya oto uno kwa pe wemba pila kucha na o akulu no na va sa nyengo vanje epichiki lokutoka na taka tunilo
yeah
no ete kuchomba pilo ko ipe wande uyeleleke una na wawana okuhala uyelele mopa okwa ningeto kolo na ike poskola po okupuka na kaita kakitirwe shikolo
ya
yeah. Kilo nge kita okutava ya te okopele yonga sike tu sheni kuta eshi tuhenini u mwenyene tuheneni polio moshilo ngo tajibirika tuheneni omikifiko dimwe kolo tunila za zingengo no watuniwa nena ona kuiwa yoye oya amena na tuyamene ni unona wetu vo ukatona na tuamene ni na tu kwa shiripaleke unhara mwenyo ya vo ya amenwa
ya no
okay.
Yeah so meme Helena idengwa na meme Emma helao nanti bandule si mwema horoka nena ko Eagle FM opo mutu puyerero unyo mupe apulikini vetu o uyerere ulingaha. So dine kira kucha o ta karandula no taka kufamosha mwasho mwashi tupanena. Thank you nene.
Ewa, thank you.
Ewa. Yeah, that was Meme Helena Hidengwa and Emma Helena, Emma Helao. Well, giving us information on the HP vaccination. So I only have a minute. Eagle FM, welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Yeah, na mene la pandro me na elao ne wakbaris.
Yeah, no.
Wakbaro ka se me si meke si meisha fi mana si me shironga no. Amol oma fi ba onda da jan dimo besa.
Yeah.
Na me mo te ta jago eventu kui. Do tatim bero moro do benda in ma yo di kwangoni na ai re na gai ta benda amanda ro moro kana kan e ko ra ku chinara ta benda na shono ndaga ko munu ti ano be shi ta benda in my polio new passing jato and I out. Now I may come more shanjara wind that I got
the
more. Yeah. I never got to talk to you, Igola, wouldn't it? Mwakavenu Richard, jiro na kanzo nu Richard, anando mwami kunda mwinyanu, tako ni kitingato ya hapa doige, wabujin.
Yeah, aye, o hakuwa kukebe ya kumba yango noke, noke radio
dimwe. Hakuwa kukebe ya kumba ala meko, mwini tamo andende, mwaveri neta anjo mwirele mwakwa shwana, no mwakurute mwinyanesha. Mwini mwesikolani, mwesikol.
So well, book your seat again tomorrow at the same time. I'm not too sure from whether it's from 8 o'clock or from 7:30. All right. As usual, book your seat from 7:30 to 9:30 tomorrow. And let me just pick this one quickly and see what you have to say. Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Yeah. This is it. Well, have a very pleasant day ahead. And I leave you in a capable hand of Helmut. And it's coming up with Mind the Gap. Stay tuned.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Omudiha, utekirwa kaguna ima.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.